99.3 Niger Info, the sunny side. Welcome to radio. And my name's Joyce. All right, first things first. It's Confessions Thursday. But that's not the one that gets, you know, the butterflies in my belly. I mean, I like it, but I love the Lords of Logic. So I think it's necessary to state for those who might disagree with anything that's said on the Lords of Logic, or maybe, you know, any other day on the show that might be philosophical, theoretical, figurative, what else, whatever, as far as it's a concept, I want you to know that I'm more than willing to be open to a debate. I think, well, the reason I say this is because not a lot of you, actually, just a few of you. So one, I think the benefits of the Lords of Logic is that we submit to your interrogation some of the things that you pretty much already know, or maybe things that you might find new, but that you lacerate it with sensibility and see what you arrive. I think that because a man acts out what he believes, then to think becomes a fundamental characteristic of any human being. To think, to understand, for example, what informs human action or reaction. And so if you think there's something that's said that you don't agree with, or, you know, have a superior argument about, please leave me a message. You can find me everywhere. Yeah, probably not as active as your Slay Queens and your Slay Kings, but you'll find me. You send me an email, I'll get it. Leave me a message on Twitter, I see it. On Instagram, so Joyce Onyemua is my name. On Twitter, you'll find me, Joyce Onyemua. On Instagram, Joyce Onyemua on Instagram. Last 2 weeks, actually, on the Lords of Logic, we're discussing the possibility that worship and lovemaking are the same. Towards the end of the show, I had a caller who called in, and he did ask me 3 questions. I cannot remember the other two, but I remember one particularly because it kind of piques my curiosity. And the question, I think it was even more a statement. He said that he doesn't think that worship and lovemaking are the same. In his view, he thinks that lovemaking is just has a singular definition to him, or at least that's the best way he understands it. And he thinks, well, lovemaking is just for procreation. So I woke up this morning and I made love. You know, I made love. And am I satisfied? No. And I intend to go back to that condition that opens up something that it's inside of me, and it's filled with something that I cannot quite explain. And the only, I think the most simplistic way that I can describe that moment would be lovemaking. Yeah, you can be jealous. I mean, I think I understand if you're jealous that I made love this morning. But you see, to that listener and to anybody who might be of that school of thought, here is something worth contemplating. So there is food, and this is an example. There's food. There's good food and there's bad food. So the one who consumes food pretty much needs to know what he is eating, because it's a kind of food that you eat that's not good for you, and this is another type you eat that's good for you. So the supposition is if you eat good food, then it's good for your body, then your chances are you wouldn't fall ill. Then if you don't know what type of food you're eating, like you just eat what you find, then chances are that you're susceptible to anything, because the man who's deliberate has an edge over the one who isn't. And say, for example, a man had weapons but he didn't know how to use it, then the one who knows how to use it is superior to the one who doesn't know how to use it. And so, and this would be in the absence of you knowing differently. If you say that you don't think that music and lovemaking are the same, well, my assumption, except you can prove otherwise, would be that you're like the man who doesn't know. And what exactly can be said about the man who does not know, except that he is ordinary and very common? Yeah, because you think about it. You say lovemaking is singularly, I mean, the only definition it holds for you is lovemaking. But well, for example, to another man, he might think, well, there's a similarity between lovemaking and worship. For another, he thinks it's the feeding to the soul. For another, he thinks it's the best art that exists. For some other, they think it's a transfusion of energy, a sort of transcendence. And so the man who has deeper meaning for something like making love is a better pick than the one who finds no meaning in it besides procreation. So that just by the way you describe something, one can determine the weight of the human, one from the other. So if you say well, lovemaking is just procreation, then if then it's safe to conclude that you have no depth. And in this world, I think the moment a person starts to look for meaning, they want to go deep. And so you seem to be a shallow ground and you take no one nowhere. I mean, you're a shallow ground, right? And so anybody who's on your ground finds nothing deeper than the surface, which is what you are. Common, ordinary, and without meaning. And I say that to underscore the fact that if you insist that that's not you, then you must interrogate the things that you understand to find meaning. I think I love meaning. Otherwise, art is dead. Spirit will not exist. The truth will be silent and the darkness will prevail. So I'm going to play you the song and then I would play you a love song and I'll submit it to your feeling, your concept, your judgment. But this is not a topic for today, though. Thought it was a good way to make you feel a little envious of what I did this morning.
Come set us free.
To 9.3 Nigeria Info, the Sony side. My name's Joyce. You just heard Sam Smith with this beautiful piece. Reminds me of you. That's the title of the song. Okay, so you might disagree or maybe even agree that if a person, say, the way a person sees something or interprets something, that's exactly how they convey it to you. Say, for example, when you ask them for it. So, and a very good example will be, if someone thought the lovemaking was art, then they tend to be a little, I mean, besides the presence of mind, they automatically become an artist who is either dancing or who's trying to paint. So let's assume someone thought that your body was art. So, and that's their concept of lovemaking. You realize that there is a melody to the way they do things when they're with you, because in their mind, or you say in the mind of their soul, that's the only way they know how to interpret this thing that they know. If someone thought that, you know, lovemaking was just for procreation, then they're just in and out. It's like, I don't know. What goes in and comes out? Like ATM cards? What else? It's like just, yeah, there's nothing to it. Can you see that? There's nothing to it. It's ordinary. There's no life to it. There's hardly meaning to it. Because again, you know, this person is not looking for meaning. The person just wants to have a child. So there's really nothing there. I'm thinking that you're probably missing out on the beauty of something just because you fail to define it properly or you do not know how to define it. Well, I came this morning to make you feel a little jealous pretty much just underscore how one man can have an edge over the other just because he has deeper meaning or has deeper insight over the other person. All right, great. My work's done on that one. Okay. Oh, Sam Smith can sing, by the way. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. Even though he's gay, I can excuse all of that just for the spirit he tries to. So that's the thing with worship and romance. And the reason I believe that they're one and the same is the attempt of transfusion. A means to transmute something. It's like something else is going on besides moving hands. Or whatever else you do. So we're going to, like, I really want to have this conversation at a later time. So expect that the conversation, lovemaking and worship being one and the same, will come back. And for the day and the moment that has come. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info. When you're calling, you don't say your name. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. And the beauty of not saying your name is that your secret can go from dark to really dark, from confusing to crazy. But allow us interrogate your life situation. And of course, life situations, aspects, angles, realities, past, present, future, regrets, pain, and maybe concepts that you pretty much do not understand and will need the public to help with an aspect. Absolutely. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. And of course, it is Confessions Thursday. 0700-993-993-993 and 0146-57190. Remember, when you're calling, you do not say your name. And for the benefit of time, try summarize the story. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Oh, the volume of everything, like your radio, your heartbeat, whatever else is kicking.
Hello.
I'm sorry, it's noisy there.
Ma?
Could you go to a quieter place? Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Okay. Can you go to a space not so noisy so we have no interruptions?
Let me just...
Well, that's what you should have done, pretty. Hello, this on your side, Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Madam Joy.
Afternoon to you, Confession Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Good afternoon. Yes, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
Before I start, I would like to thank God for my spiritual freedom.
Spiritual freedom. Oh, well, that's excellent.
My uncle, following the one next to my father. So the wife normally pressurizes on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We're getting a little interruption from where you are.
No, can you hear me clear now?
That sounds a lot better. I don't know why. Okay, go ahead.
So when I was small, the woman, she poisoned me.
Oh.
So, and God helped me, I come out of it. So, all of a sudden, one day, she told me that, she promised my dad that if she has a person that you... frustrate their child. So when I was small, that was then. So, and I found out that each time this man wants to do something for me, the woman would be like discouraging. He would be discouraging the man.
Okay.
So, and I thought life so hard, even up to the extent that the brother, that is the mother, my uncle, he bought the engine and then he gave it to my father. All of a sudden, based on he did not meet up because he said, okay, you'll be giving him money. And then as of then, things were so hard, he collected the engine back. The wife told him to collect it, he collected it back, and then he gave it to one of their relatives.
When you say engine, what do you mean? Pardon me, I'm sorry. What does that mean? A car engine or...
No, this is a cassava engine.
Oh, fantastic. Go ahead.
So he collected it from the man. So from then we started suffering all to the instead of... The man now, what I'm saying that he's dead now. And
okay.
I was like, based on this, the wickedness, this man has wicked me. And over all the good things I've been doing for this man and my father. So I feel like I will not attend his burial.
Oh.
You see, I said, no, I will not attend the burial because since then, I'll be seeing them in their dream, fight, all of a sudden.
Who's and fighting in your dreams? Wait, who's fighting in your dreams?
Him, the man, and his children in the dream, because they go to this Olumba.
Okay.
But I will see brotherhood members in the dream will be fighting me. They collected one of my bikes. I saw the dream. They were tackling me. The next day, they would even kill me. Some boys, they frustrated my life, collected my bike.
Oh, wow. And in the dream?
No, not in the dream. The physical. As in any time I see the dream, whatever I achieve will be going back.
Wow.
Will be going back.
Was this before the man died?
Yes, before the man died. I will be seeing some heavy, heavy dreams like that. Even last time I bought computers, I was seeing dreams. I was going back. I was going home empty-handed. And that is how all those computers just run.
Wow.
But people just come and deceive me and take it like that.
Okay.
And now, I say, okay, I promise myself that I will not attend the burial.
Okay.
And even if the man died, they did not call me anyway. But my father is not telling me to send money. And I have nothing because I've been frustrated right from my childhood. And I've been taking care of my family because I'm the firstborn.
Okay.
So right now, I don't know what to do, but I'm still working out to make sure that, okay, I'll send something for him anyway.
Send something for whom now? Your father?
My father, yes, for the burial, because me, I've already said I will not go there.
Oh, is your father the elder brother?
Yes. My father is the elder. He's the same mother, the same father.
Oh, so now you have to forgive your uncle to do this without a grudge.
I need to forgive him. That's what I'm looking at. I need to forgive him.
Man. Hopefully Lagos can tell you if that's possible in their books. But how do you feel about forgiving him? Have you tried?
My younger one called me because he's the one that's been passing the information to me that the uncle is sick. Because I prayed that any evil man, every night and day I will be buying candle and then I'll pray evil prayer that any man or woman or uncle or my father has been frustrating my life. I don't want him to pass this month or this day.
Okay.
One of the sudden, my younger one called me that he passed away last April.
Ouch. What's that noise now? Okay, so you know what we're going to do? We're going to ask... Well, so this, your background is noisy. I'm sorry. You're going to have to please call back. And that's also only because your background is noisy. So if you'd like to help a brother out, it would appear that he's struggling with forgiveness, which interestingly is one of the conversations we intend to have next week. If you think that there is something you can say to him to maybe send his mind in any direction, so I'd like to hear it. And remember, you have a minute on the clock if you're making any contributions to anything you hear. My name's Joyce. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to the show. Confessions Thursday. Make it back. Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday. Make it back. The sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Oh, forgive me. Don't say your name. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
You have a confession?
Oh. Yes, I do. Uh-huh. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Okay, so my confession is, Joyce, I've been this about my past relationships. And, like,
sorry, what? Could you be a little bit more audible? What did you say? I can't hear you clearly.
Okay. So I can you hear me now?
Yeah, I'm listening. I can hear you.
Okay, like, sometimes the kind of life that I lived in the past, like the relationships that I had in the past, sometimes they just come back to me. Like, they come back to haunt
you?
Yes.
What have you done in the past that's haunting you?
No, I've not really done anything. It's just that I've had so many sexual relationships.
So how is it haunting you? You get nightmares?
Not nightmares. Just the thoughts. Maybe it's regrets or something. I don't know.
Oh. Okay. When you say plenty sexual relationships, how many?
It's more than I can say.
Okay. Okay, so how do you... Okay, go ahead.
I don't even get some of them. It's just, like, flames. Like, I meet this one, we have sex, I leave them, I go to the next person. Although, it has passed now, I don't do that anymore, but the thoughts and the regret just come to me every time.
Oh, so what have you tried to do with the thought? I mean, on one hand, you regret it, right? So what have you tried to do with your thought and regret?
I really don't know. I don't just know what to do. And it's really affecting, like, my relationships. I've not been able to go into relationship with anyone because I'm scared of, you know, sleeping with a person again and leaving him or something.
Yeah, so why do you keep leaving them?
That's what I don't know, Joyce.
Oh, come on, child. Wait, when this regret comes to you, what do? Do you just walk away? I mean, do you ignore it and try to distract yourself, watching movies, picking your nose, drinking alcohol?
No matter what I try to do, it just doesn't go away.
It's not supposed to go away. You're supposed to sit with it.
Okay.
Oh, wait. So I'm going to be off on a break in a moment. Would you wait or would you call me back? Because I think I want to also understand the way your mind works.
I'll call back.
Okay. That'll be good then. I'll expect you.
All right.
Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. We're off on a break, and I promise we'll be right back for Confessions Thursday.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the sunny side.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Don't say your name when you call in and turn off your radio set.
Hello?
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Madam Joyce.
Do you have a confession?
I just want to bother me to you.
Do you have a confession then? That would be a yes, right?
Yes.
Turn off the volume of everything there. Turn off your radio. Turn off whatever else is interrupting, please. And you say okay. It's like, I think you already know, but you just never really do what you know.
Hello.
All right. Have you done it?
Yes. Go ahead. Just want to let you know that me, I'm a beginner.
At what?
I'm a beginner. I'm a writer. I've authored a book. And I'm still doing it.
Beginner at
I'm
what,
doing it,
please?
I'm doing it. You
say you're a beginner at what?
Yes. At writing. Just something.
Oh, you're an author. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, when during my service here, I wrote, God instructed me that within that 12 months of my service, I should publish it.
Oh.
So, I published it like that. The book came out during my service here. And the way the book was, people rushed it. Myself, I've never experienced it before. I've never done it before. It was my first experience.
Okay.
So when I gathered the money, everything, as I went to Abuja, I want to make a transaction with the money. We are looking for a job as a new copper, everything.
Yeah.
New passer. So we will use the money for a job. I couldn't get the job, but I later discovered that. This thing God gave to me is something when I work with it, is more preferable than me wasting my time looking for job offers. But nevertheless, I've gone back to it, I'm doing it, I'm less writing.
Oh.
If I'm alive, as I'm telling you, I have a lot of power. If I'm not, but my confession is that I want to tell Nigerians that is my talent.
Fantastic.
I need possible. If for me to release like 3 to 4 pieces, I'm willing. But I need sponsor to just go on with it.
All right.
I mean myself, if I'll be able to release, I can help others too. Uh-huh. So I just want to let Nigeria know that is my confession.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It's about time we go off on a break to bring to you Lost to the Headlines, and we'll be back. When we come back, then I have something to say about what God says, because if God said it, he makes provisions for it. That's my persuasion. But yeah, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Confessions Thursday on Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce.
Two secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info. Nigeria Info.
And we are at it. Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. My name's Joyce. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. When you're calling, you don't say your name. And of course, it's the story of your reality, your life, the good, the bad, and the downright. You don't know what to call it. Okay, so the last confession we got, the man says he got a directive by God. Well, what do you think about that? Well, he says he got a directive, and then he says, I'm looking for sponsors, and I'm persuaded that if you got a directive, then if you were directed, then provisions are made towards the actualization in that direction. I believe that. I do not know that anything else can be it. Or let's just say I do not believe that anything else is the, I don't think so. So basically, if you're called, then provision is made for the calling. If you're seeking assistance for calling, I don't know. If you're going to say anything about that, you have a minute on the clock. Otherwise, confession stairs, and when you're calling, you don't say your name. Nigeria Info, welcome to the show. My name's Joyce. Don't say your name when you call in. Hello.
Hello.
The volume of your radio set.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wow. You want what? An echo chamber?
Hello.
Confessions Thursday, the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay. I dated somebody for over 4 years.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I'm listening. Yeah.
So, I now feel sick. So, it seems that I don't know. Maybe she thinks that I don't really give her attention the way she expected.
Yeah.
So, but that is not what I mean. So I'm ill. So there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
So I keep trying to let her know that please just bear with me. Things will be better. I'm not feeling fine.
Okay.
As of that time.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So I can't just explain what it is in her mind. So there was a day they returned home because we are dating from afar.
Oh.
My brother now tell me that he saw them with he saw her with somebody like that, and the guy happens to be a stranger. So that now got me annoyed. I said, okay, let me know if I can manage myself to their house. So because we agreed that we are going to marry. I hope you are hearing me.
I'm listening.
Okay, so I called my friend,
mm-hmm.
a male friend. So that he will accompany me to their house.
Yeah.
So I went there. I met her with the guy. So her parents now call me. So the first of all, because after we exchanged pleasantries, so they now ask me, who am I? Then I now explain. They say, why am I here? I said, I've come to see my fiancé. They say, okay. They call the girl to come and...
choose a fiancé.
Yes. If really...
you're the one.
Really what I said, yes,
yeah.
If I'm the one. So the girl came, they asked her, she denied that. The way she put the statement, she said, they asked her, do you really want to marry this guy? She said, I cannot marry him, and I can never marry him. So that's how she put the statement.
Oh, that's clear.
I was so mad that very day.
Yeah.
So I almost shed tears there, but I controlled myself.
Yeah.
So I now ask her, upon all I have done to you, both your school, everything,
yeah.
You are trying to pay me back with evil. She said she know, but she's very sorry for that. But she can't continue with me.
Okay.
I said, okay. What will happen is that there's this phone I bought for her so that I can be able to communicate with her. I told her that the phone, my purpose of buying that phone for her is so that I can call you at any time. So now I'm not going to leave my phone for you. Then you'll be using that phone to call that stupid guy.
Oh, okay.
All you do is that just.
Okay. You took your phone back.
So, yeah, I said, just give me the phone. But for what I'll spend on you, so you will hear from me soon. So I tried to pick up matter. I took the matter to some area. So it seemed they went and gave them bribe. So they are not taking the matter serious.
Who gave bribe? The other guy?
Yeah, no, the parents of the girl now. Because they say the reason why they're not in support of her to marry me is because I'm broke. I don't have anything.
Okay.
So, and also they don't... And also, they don't want her to marry our community. They want her to go marry American. Just you understand that?
Okay, yeah, marry someone else. That's not true, actually. Okay.
So, after everything, so I decided to quench the matter, die the matter.
Uh-huh.
But never for one day, I never called her. She never called me. So we just...
Of course, you go your separate ways. Fantastic.
Yes.
So?
But what makes me call you now is that earlier this week, she called me on the phone.
Ciao.
I did it. I pretend not to know the person.
Yeah.
So I asked her, who are you? So she tried to... So she said that I should not be afraid, that she's not going to harm me. I said, even if you want to harm me or you don't want to harm me, I can never give a room to a terrorist because you are an unknown person. I don't know you. So after everything, so she explained herself. She said she's the one. And I asked her, why are you calling me now? She said, she's calling me because she's missing me. I said, missing me kwa. I shouted, pa! That is the way I shouted.
Yeah.
So she smiled. So, and I tell her that at least I have moved on.
Yeah.
I hope by now you must have moved on. like me.
Yeah.
She say yes, it's very easy for me to move on because I'm a man.
Is she silly?
It is even you as a woman that find it more easier than a man. Because if somebody did not talk to you yesterday, that's why I put the matter. So maybe two or more guys will stop you on the way, then talk to you. But over a month now, somebody have not even asked me, how are you? Talk more of any other thing to okay. tell you that you are different from me. So after I told her like that, so she end the call. Then the thing now got me annoyed because upon all I have done, so then it because the way I take the matter is like she pinched me. So and she know that yes, I'm having the pain that she's pinching me.
Yeah.
Then she's there asking me, is it paining me? Is it sweet? That's what it means now because after you...
Wait. Okay, so where is this going? I think we know what has happened to you. So, are you taking her back? Where is the other guy? Does she want to come back? Like, where is all of this?
No, because of the annoyance, I don't even ask her what she's looking for. I only condemn her.
So you don't want her back?
I want her back, but so you see, I'm angry at her because I'm not expecting her to call me because.
Yeah, but she's called
done
you now.
More harm.
Yeah, but she's called you now. So what now, are you gonna do about it?
I don't know. I don't know if I should block her or to tell her not to call my phone again because. The husband is showing me that she's gradually coming out. So because I don't know if it's because of her, but due to my health issue now, the work I was doing then, I lose everything.
Yeah.
So the work I'm doing, I'm earning $30,000 in a month.
Oh.
Basically, I'm earning $30,000. So I don't even need everything to the point that I cannot even afford to rent a house now. I'm living with somebody at present.
Yeah.
So, and at times, the man wife behaves,
yeah,
is nothing to write home about. I don't have a choice. I need to, at least, if I have a choice, I would have go and rent my own house.
Yeah.
I need to endure those things now. So I don't want anybody to come and be giving me headache at this moment.
Yeah, but so, the only way, I mean, you're going to actually hope your heart doesn't betray you. Because you're saying that you don't want her, but does your heart agree? Is your heart also in agreement with your head that you don't want her? Because first of all, you even have to ask her what she wants, so you don't go get ahead of yourself. She might just be calling you because, honest to God, she was going through her phone, she saw your number, she said, let her call, find out whether you're dead, and you picked up. Oh, wow, you're not dead. Oh, okay. It might just be that. Or it might actually be she doesn't like the other guy. She thought the other guy was good, but nah, he had money, but he's no good. And she's trying to come back. Well, these are all assumptions. You have to ask her. What does she want?
Okay, so now it seems that she's one that, I don't know if she's a witch. So she raked me down before. So then she went to rake another guy down. Then she's coming back to me now.
How did she rake you down before? You said you didn't have money before. How did she rake you? She left you, right?
That's not what I said. Presently now I don't have money, but then I spend the one I can remember.
You spent on her.
The money I spent on her is getting to 950,000 naira.
Oh, that okay. Yeah, money is going to be used for something else.
Yes, now I'm broke. I'm no more rich now. So
yeah, so just ask her. So that you're not, you know, I mean, assumptions are nothing, right? So ask her, like, oh, you're calling me. What do you want? Then she'll say, I just called to find out how you're doing. I'm fine. Don't bother about me, okay? Take care. Bye. Yeah, thank you for calling. Yeah.
Do you think I'm not vulnerable for me to be picking her call? Vulnerable to danger.
Vulnerability, this is what I think you should do instead. You don't know whether you should defend yourself or protect yourself. And you are only working on assumptions. And believe me, I agree, you're vulnerable. I mean, first, you even need to find your foot. And then this girl, though, for heck's sake, does she want to be a human being or does she want to be a witch? Is she going? Is she coming? She has to even choose. Otherwise, she should get out of your life, right? But now that she's calling you, you have to even at least find out whether she's calling you to find out where your grave is or she's calling you to find out whether you're fine. Or she's calling you to say, oh, I want to come back to you. You don't even know why she's calling you. So I'm asking you to ask so that you know if you're defending yourself, you know to what extent you're defending yourself. Does that make sense?
Okay, I understand.
Yeah, so if she's saying, oh, I want to come back, you can warn her, like, yo, don't try me a second time. Like, don't come back. Just go. If she's saying, no, I just, you know, I'm just checking on you, blah, 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 yeah, that's not harmful. But here, you have a whole of ideas. You have ideas in your head. So ask her. Let her say, oh, I want to come back. Maybe she says she wants to come back. You have to find out, do you want her back? If the answer is no, you tell her no. So vulnerability is not a defense. It's like you need other things like information to be able to defend yourself against someone who is capable of penetrating your soft walls.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think.
All right. Thank you. Thank
sure.
You.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you ladies that are acting like things that live in the dark. Nigeria Info, the volume of your radio set, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Not really. And anyway, my name is Emeka, calling from Lekki. I just want to weigh in into what the last caller just said.
Oh.
Along the line, when you were asking him, he said he doesn't want the lady anymore. So for me, in my opinion, I mean, if he's really no longer interested in that relationship, I don't think he needs to even confirm why the lady is calling him, since he feels he's vulnerable, because hearing that lady's voice could want to, you know, torment him more and all. So,
yeah, just, but vulnerability, I mean, is something. Okay. Vulnerability, I think the vulnerability could also be that you have feelings for her. Then you must find out what those feelings mean. Because if what you have are true feelings for her, they hardly ever go away.
Then if truly he has, I mean, if he has true feelings for her and this girl doesn't really love him, don't you think this girl will want to come back and hurt him again?
I honestly think she's a crazy witch, to be honest. But I think he has to find out why. You see, if I know why you are coming to me, I know exactly what I am defending. Because she's doing is, hi, how are you? Hope you're good. Okay, just checking up on you. Take care. Doesn't sound like something you can put up a fight against.
But I mean, it will not help his emotions. Trust me, it will not help his emotions.
So what are you going to advise him to do? To not even ask her and just move on?
Yeah.
All right.
If the girl calls back, you should tell the girl not to call him again and block the girl completely off.
All right. That's
just simple for him.
All right.
That's it.
All right. Thank you. Sure. Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info, Confessions Thursday.
Hello.
Welcome to Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's okay. What I want to say is, I think 4 years ago, mm-hmm. I came back to Nigeria.
Yeah.
From abroad. I went to study. So I ran into an old friend who we actually had something way back when I was in secondary school. And so we came back. We started dating. We dated for a while. And then I discovered that she was married. And then we broke up. You understand? So fast forward to, I think, after the lockdown, that's 2020, I found someone else and then I got married. So a few months later, I met a guy and then we became business partners. So I later discovered that this guy in question, my business partner, is the husband of this lady.
Yeah.
You understand? And we are quite good friends, very, very good friends. I mean, he knows my wife. I have a kid. I even made him the godfather of my son. And we are quite close.
Ow.
And she is also friends with my wife, too. Though my wife doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
This guy also doesn't know anything. And, okay. Oh, wow. Now, my problem now is last month, she came to me. Yeah, and said, okay, she would like for us to continue what we had before. And I said, no. I mean, it's already bad enough that you cheated on your husband while he was away. You understand? And for us now, the way we all are now as family, it won't be possible. And I beg in the name of God, I can't do such a thing. And now she's blackmailing me that she would go to my wife and she would tell her that we are both having an affair. And honestly, at this point, I'm very, very confused because this lady in question is quite popular. And
popular where? On your street? Popular in social media? Popular like people know her?
She's like one of your celebrities.
I don't do that. Don't say she's one of my celebrities. I don't listen to anybody.
No, like, she's popular on social media and stuff like that. So, and knowing my wife very well, she wouldn't take something like that lightly. She would probably want to go online and drag her, and that's something I wouldn't want to happen. I just don't want to be in
You sound like you have a choice. You sound like they brought the war to you. You sound like you have a choice. You sound like, oh, I don't want it. You're not choosing others. You've been chosen for. Someone has told you, if you don't sleep with me, or if you don't kick off the relationship back with me, I'm going to go and tell your wife. And she's saying that because she senses that you have no will. And you're more likely to succumb than you are to disgrace her. And you say you're confused. Are you sure you're confused? Or you really don't want to confront it? You don't have a choice here. You've been chosen for. So the only thing you have left to do, well, you have two choices, actually. You yield to her or you overrule her rule. You overrule her rule. It's contention. Someone is contending with you. So equal contention. And God, I hope you have enough will to supersede her contention. Don't sit down there and say you don't know what to do. Are you doing or you're not doing? If you're doing, then you're doing. If you're not doing, you go and tell your wife that, well, this lady said this, and this happened while I was single. Then I met you, then we got married, then I discovered a guy, and we became friends, and we became business partners. And then I later discovered that this girl who was an ex is the wife to this guy. Now she's coming back. She says she wants this. Then you're going to, because the moment your wife knows, you have nothing else to hide. And I think it would be better you told your wife than your wife found out. Then you can say, don't go on the internet and say anything. Just call her and tell her that you know. Now tell her to get out. So when you do that, you practically change the rules of the game and the eventual outcome. So when you have a contender, when you're contending with someone, when you contend with someone, they can determine they can determine a fight, but they don't determine the outcome. They determine the rules of the game, but they don't determine the outcome. So don't sit down there and say you don't know. I think you know. Confessions Thursday, the volume of your radio set.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
No, Joyce, no confession. Just want to contribute.
Sure, a minute on the clock.
Yeah, this is my little speaking, Joyce.
Go ahead.
Joyce, you said it all. But what the guy said, I think there's more to it than what he's saying.
Like what?
If he knows, if he feels he's not interested, he should tell his wife. Is that a big deal? Baby Steve, when we're not dating before, I was doing this and that, but now you are in my life, it's over, and she's threatening me. And I'm not sure she's a celebrity. If the woman is a celebrity, she will not threaten you with that. Because her image, too, is at stake. Because she's married. But the way the guy is sounding, maybe he still wants to be involved. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling 99.3 Nigeria Info. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set. The volume of your radio set.
Joyce.
Confessions Thursday.
Yes, I have a confession to make.
Go ahead.
Sometimes ago, I rented a room apartment.
Mm.
And just for the sake of it, because it was so close to my place of work, but I have my own house built elsewhere, close to Mustang. Are you with me?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, the landlady and the daughter, I slept with them. Like with the two daughters, they made a pass at me. It wasn't me, because they found out that I was having nobody with me, and the junior sister.
Wait, sorry, you slept with the two daughters?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Or with the landlady.
Wait, you slept with the mother and her two daughters?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And the junior sister too.
Oh, you're making that up at this point.
No, she was the one introducing them to me.
So you slept with the one who introduced two sisters to you, then you slept with the two sisters, then you slept with the mother of the two sisters.
Yes, just why I'm calling is I just pray that God should forgive me.
Hopefully,
I don't
God,
want to go to such a such place again.
All right. Thank you. We're off on a break. We'll be right back.
Confessions Thursday with Joyce on Nigeria Info.
Welcome to Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. We're 99.3. This is Nigeria Info. 0700-993-993-993. And 01465-7190. Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. When you call in, you don't say your name. Endorse all the grace of turning up the volume of your radio set. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello. Welcome. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. I called earlier.
Let me see. You're the lady who, from the past, you have ghosts from boyfriend's past.
Yes, yes, I am.
Okay. So... tell us, what
so,
did we leave
I off? I guess I was tense when I called earlier, so
oh,
I'll
fantastic.
Just mix things up.
Oh, okay. So let's hear you again.
Okay. So when I was in secondary school, I had a boyfriend. I was way, way older than me, like 3 years my age, two times my age, sorry.
Okay.
And he came to me, and it was my next door neighbor. He was like, wanted to date me. Blah, blah, blah. Me being so naive and being so young, I accepted. And I realized that all I could get was, even at my young age then, I realized it was just sex. It was just sleeping with me.
Yeah.
So afterwards, I was like, I wouldn't do that anymore. So I left him. I continued. Then I was just in GSS 2. So I had to write junior work in GS 3 and further my education. So after I left, I started working immediately after that secondary school because I was planning to go to university. And I met some dubious guys that told me a lot of things. I'll make money. You know, all those scams, they scam people now.
Okay. Not sure.
And at the point, they said the only way out was they had to sleep. Two guys that he had to sleep with me, blah, 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 blah. And I wouldn't have to tell anybody. If I tell anybody, I was going to die, this and that.
Oh, they were
going
to sleep with you for you to have money?
Not for me to have money. Like, there was a mirror. It's like some people are watching us or something, and it's like they've I don't even know how to, like
it was jazz now, like, isn't it? This is that's jazz.
Yes, that's
and they
jazz.
Said that they had to sleep with you for who to have money? Them?
Not for the mirror that was on me to watch me to go away, and for the whatever the people, like some people somewhere. That's the story they told me actually. That some people somewhere were watching us, and I don't even know. I just don't know, Joyce.
Okay, so basically, these guys, I don't know, kind of lied to you, slept with you before a mirror?
Yes.
Then,
so, afterwards, I was just fed up.
And he started sleeping around?
Then,
okay.
No, not that. I started sleeping around. So, after then, I met some guys. It sort of just keeps going, like...
And also, that's what I mean. I don't mean it in a malicious way. Because you said you slept with a number of people, right?
Yes, yes.
So what would you call it? You wouldn't call it sleeping around, right?
I don't know what to call it.
It's all right. I'm not trying to shame you. But that's what it is, because you get my point, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because you were here. For whatever reason, they just threw something at you, you took it, and you laid with them.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. It's all right. So where are we today?
Okay, so this year, I made up my mind I was not going to sleep with anybody anymore.
Did you do it for pleasure, or were you honest to God naive? Now, that would be a weird level of naivety, because if they fooled you once, fooled you twice, fooled you three times, fooled you fourth, like,
That's my major problem. I don't even know why I was doing all of those things I was doing, because the guys I was sleeping, not like they had money, not like they were giving me money or anything. So I don't even know. I just don't know.
Okay, so let's hold on to you don't know for a minute. Now, you... If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
I'll be 28 this year.
Okay, so when did you stop? When did you make up your mind to stop? Regardless of whatever story you're told, you're not sleeping with anybody anymore.
Like, I stopped last year, October. The last time I did it was last year.
So let's say this year, new leaf for you, right?
Yeah.
So what's happening now? What's wrong?
what's happening is sometimes the thoughts and the number of people that I slept in the past, it just comes to my mind and I don't know what to do with it.
So when it comes to your mind, how does it come into your mind? A flashback? Is it shameful? Is it horrifying? Is it inviting you to revisit the games that you played or to be stupid again? Because there is, how do they say it? There's, they say ignorance is bliss. Are you being invited to the bliss of your ignorant past?
No, it may probably be shame.
Okay.
The shame that sometimes just makes me feel less like... I don't know.
No, wait. Don't say you don't know. Don't say you don't know. If something concerns you, you don't have the luxury to say you don't know. And I want you to know, because that's about the only way you can surmount it. Do you understand that?
Yes.
So now when the flashback comes, you say you feel shame, right?
Yes.
Good.
Yeah.
So,
and guilty.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Now, you have all the tools you need to change your life. Do you understand what I just said?
Yes, I do.
So, how do you think that's supposed to work?
That's why I'm calling you, Joe.
Okay, so this is what I think. You sit with your pain. You don't escape from it. You don't allow the shame wash over you. Let it come. Allow it. See, look at yourself and look at what you have done. It is supposed to be repulsive to you. Do you understand? So the shame is good because now you have looked at yourself in the past and you can't believe you were that stupid, right?
Yeah.
Good. You've looked at you look at your yesterday and you believe like, how did I let anybody treat me like that?
Yeah.
Then you make a decision. You say, my yesterday is shameful. It would never happen again today.
Okay.
No, think about it. Do you understand? Because what that means is, if a pretty boy comes your way this time around and he thinks you're the best thing since the rising of the sun, you tell him to take that poetry and go read it to mad people or go to hell and put up a show. You're not impressed.
Yeah.
No, believe me. So this is what happens with life is, besides the spiritual implications and the emotional burden, there is a psychological patterns that life takes. So your experiences can reprogram your thinking, for example.
Okay.
And then you have to choose what your thinking should be.
Okay.
God, do you understand me?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so your shame is good. The shame is good. The embarrassment is good. All of that's good. But it's only good if you know how to use it. So you take it. You don't run away from it. You feel it. You look at it yourself and allow yourself, admit to yourself that you're ashamed. That should never have happened to you. And you should never have allowed anybody lie to you that much. You should never have allowed yourself be that stupid. Don't you think you're better than that?
Yes, I am. I think so.
Yeah. Someone is saying that this has nothing to do with psychology. Oh, God of heaven. I'm not going to respond to that. Okay, so you think that you are better than that.
Yes, I do.
So that's human psychology, because you have to think it to be able to change pattern and redirect your thinking, because your thinking is how you see yourself in life. So the moment you allow the shame, then you can say, I have felt shame once before, never again. And then you make decisions that influence your life for the better, for what you want it to become. So you felt shame yesterday because of the things you didn't do, or maybe say the things that you did. Then you would then choose today to not do the things you did yesterday. So it's just, you have to reverse the patterns. And with that, you reprogram your thinking. That's exactly, you reprogram your mind. Psychology. So you reprogram your mind, because that's necessary for you to, one, not look down on yourself. Two, not allow someone else look down on you. That's how I know it to work. Thank you very much for calling. Confessions Thursday. Hello, good afternoon to you. The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome. Good afternoon, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Actually, I do not have a confession, but I had a similar incident that happened around me. Like the other man that spoke earlier on about the lady who is trying to blackmail her.
Blackmail him, huh? Okay.
It's all better. Blackmail him.
Yeah.
before her wife. Okay, something happened in the past that I used to have a friend that we were together from secondary school days till at a point when I was an undergraduate. So we, at a point, ended the relationship, distance, other factors contributing. I got married, and at some time, 2008, 2009, she started calling back. We reconnected, but somehow I tried to keep it at a distance, but yeah. I saw that she was pushing hard.
Okay.
At this point, she's stable financially, but in fact, she opened up to me that she needs somebody, that she just needs to have a baby, she just wants to have a single mother, which I totally objected to, that I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It will complicate. So I kept a distance. Something happened. One of my nephew who was living with me then picked up that information and started reaching out to her. I didn't know what transpired. I thought everything has gone. Unfortunately, this guy actually, my nephew actually had a daughter with him.
Your own nephew had a daughter with this lady?
Yes, yes.
For how much?
He felt like a big auntie to him. So I didn't know what happened. I didn't know this is what was going on. And this young guy struggled through. Then he just graduated. He was looking for a job. And sometime around 2012 or thereabouts, he got a reasonable job and he wanted to get married. This lady now showed up. I was so shocked. I was confused.
I'm confused. Hold on a second. Believe me, I'm confused. Wait. Are you saying that? How did your nephew know the lady who was your friend?
She was in the time she was reaching out to me that she just wants to have a baby, to take care of the baby. You know, I was totally rejecting that offer. I didn't agree.
And your nephew took it up.
My nephew picked it up.
For how much? Oh, just for free? Just for next? Just game?
I think the guy, when he confessed to, you know, on his traditional marriage, this lady came with a baby. I was shocked because I was afraid. Is she going to point at me? What is going on here? I didn't get what was going on because I was completely confused. I don't know. So when he messed up his that traditional marriage, I asked my nephew, what is going on? This is somebody I know. He confessed to me. You know, at that point, because it's obvious that I am the one to end the whole shit. Because this other lady said she's not willing to go into marriage with my nephew. And I'm finding somehow I felt like, should I say it to my wife? Because I didn't mention it to her.
Yeah.
I turned down the offer, you know. But when the guy confessed to me, I know that his life is going to be a mess. So I took it up. I called my wife. I sat her and explained it to her. You know, when I said everything to my wife, as in, she just looked at me and was calm, you know.
I mean, you
then
shocked her.
My wife told me that you need to fight this battle with your nephew.
Very true.
I'm getting it. So we make it a family thing. I called him, the family members, and we invited her. She refused to turn up. You know, we pushed and got across to her father, you know. But, well, because she is the one that caught the shot, she has, as in, she's financially
stable.
She's, so they were afraid, or will I say, they accord her on unnecessary respect because they still need her financial support.
Yeah.
So somehow, we're able to talk to our in-laws. My nephew, after about 1 year, was able to reconcile with the fiancé and they got married. Well, the thing is this, we are now demanding that we want to take this baby.
Oh,
that is where the lady now finally backed out. It hurts me because it's somebody that I care about her well-being. But I was shocked. In fact, I was rudely shocked that she would do such a thing.
No, wait. It's not a she. It's not a she because you have a nephew in the game. You can't say it's a she. Why did your nephew take it up? You're blaming her. But you have a nephew who knew that his brother was having something, whatever it was, with this lady. And also went to sleep with the same woman.
You know, my major concern about it is that at that point, my nephew, his confession to me is that he was, you know, when a young person graduates from school, he's broke, he feel like he wants to just do a quick one, get some financial.
He's a baby now. You can't blame it on the woman now. He's an adult. Wasn't he an adult?
Well,
he's an adult now. Are you going to blame the woman for that? He's an adult. He wants to be stupid. There are consequences for stupidity.
of course, it's so stupidity, but on the other side, I'm wondering what is running in her mind. Because at that time, what the proposal she's dropping for me is, I just want to have a baby. Don't bother. I will take care of my baby. I will move on with my life. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So if she was sincere to me, then why is she trying to be an obstruction to this young guy? Because that was the same deal they had. Do you understand the point I'm trying to make here?
Wow.
In as much as I know, I totally agree, my nephew actually goofed, but that is, by the way, the same proposal he dropped to me is the same thing he used on this guy. That was wow. That was the same deal they had. Okay, if she's sincere and if she's honest,
yeah.
This was, I mean, if she's trying to say that, okay, they're actually dating, probably the guy proposed to him.
Mm.
Well, I was calling in. Let their family come together. Let's sit down and look at this issue. Why is she shying away?
And because usually the rules of the game is it can only thrive in the dark, and the one who thinks that they have the upper hand manipulates the other person. As long as in the dark, the one with ill intents has the upper hand. If the moment you bring it to the light, the one in the light has an upper hand, or the one who is willing for the light to shine has the upper hand. So that's why people must learn the rules of the game.
Yes, I totally agree with that. So what I'm trying to say to that guy, I think the way he's sounding, it's like he wants to buy into that deal. He's not strong enough to say, no, this is not what I want. I guess he's still interested in it. But if he's not interested, let her go and tell the wife. In fact, he should let the wife know. But whatever, your wife will flare up, she will feel bad. But at the end of the day, she still wants her marriage. And she will realize that.
No, you're not too sure. Not that year. She still wants her marriage. You can't bank on that too much.
No, I'm not saying she wants her. For the man to open up means the man wants the marriage.
Oh, okay.
No, for the wife will be angry. She will not, it's not an appealing story anyway.
Yeah.
But if she wants the marriage, of course, she would join the husband to do the fight once and for all. Let her go to the public and the wife say, yes, I know about it. We have talked about it in the house and we have already reconciled.
Yeah.
And this is done. If you remember the case of former American president,
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton and
that's not a good example.
I forgive my husband and we move on. So be sincere, be open. If you make mistakes,
okay.
Talk on time. Don't allow yourself to keep doing the same issue.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Wow. Hey, the sunny side. Welcome to Confessions Thursday.
Just a good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession? The volume of your radio set.
Yeah, company. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you.
My name is...
You're not supposed to say your name.
Yes, I remain anonymous.
You remain anonymous? No, you remain anonymous, you mean?
Yes.
Please.
My confession is that I slept with a mother and a sister and a daughter. That's my confession.
You're lying, right?
So,
no, you have to be lying.
It's not a liar.
It's not possible. You don't have that many lives to risk the only one you have.
No.
Really? How do you feel? How do you feel about your accomplishment?
What I feel that is, I know that it's bad. It's mother and a sister. So that is the one that even introduced the sister to me.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Well, yeah. I don't know what to say, to be honest. But you don't have a problem, right?
That's all I say, because he's the one that introduced our set to me.
So you just felt how about some community
that's
work?
Confession.
All right. Well, thank you very much for calling. I'm glad you're not in trouble.
Yes,
thank you. I don't know. Maybe that's really the answer to my own question. I don't know. Confessions Thursday. The volume of your radio set. Nigeria Info, welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Welcome. Don't say your name.
I don't have a confession, but I want to speak on the lady, the 28-year-old.
You have a minute on the clock. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I think that what could also help her is that she should also, if she's a Christian, because I'm a Christian, she should go to God in prayer and then do this worship. That's how you worship. And you'll be relieved of whatever you're faced with. And it helps you to be a really new person. Because I had my own issue, but then it was worship. It was God, the God factor that helped me through whatever I had going on.
Mm. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate. Thank you. Confessions Thursday, Nigeria Info, and you are on the sunny side. Welcome to the show. The volume of your radio set.
I've done that.
Confessions Thursday. Afternoon to you. Go ahead.
Joy, I have a confession.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in my former compound. This is exactly the challenge that pushed me out from the compound. I have to go and look for another house during COVID-19. And my experience is the same thing. I don't know whether I should still pack out from the house or I should still be there.
What are you experiencing? Turn off your radio. I think you know what to do. You just would love to fail at it. Turn off your radio.
Single man.
Turn off your radio.
Looking for a wife to marry.
Mm-hmm. Wait, why wouldn't you turn off your radio? Is there a reason beneath the heavens you wouldn't turn off your radio?
No, it's off. My radio is off.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Joy, my tenant, I'm a kind of man, I don't like dating somebody around me.
What does that mean?
Whenever I love you and I discover you are living close by, I stop that. I don't play with my life like that.
Oh, okay.
So my neighbor... a young lady, I think she's 21 years. Before, when I packed into the house, I think me and their parent, we rented the apartment the same day.
Okay.
So every day, this girl normally forced me to prepare food, let them eat.
Huh?
And I was like, okay, maybe because they may not have enough food in their house. I started doing that. But along the line, when I discovered it's not only food, sometimes brother will come to my room and be sleeping over. From my brother.
Oh. Well, tell them to stop.
Ma?
Tell them to stop if you don't like it.
No, I have stopped that over 1 year plus.
Okay.
I told them I don't want anybody to come to my room like that. Okay, now, the sister now heard me that I know gay sense. They begin harass me. I didn't care.
It's okay.
Where I park my normally parked car, and the car is not mine. I'm a public servant. So in my boss compound, they don't have enough parking space. So I normally go home with the car. I parked the car the other time. She went there and left my tire. I was like, how come? Nobody could give account. About 3 weeks ago, this young lady came where me and my neighbor were arguing for NEPA bills of 18 outside. She came outside and slapped me in front of the house.
Who?
Told me that why must I be talking, making noise in the compound?
This is confusing.
Option. I look around. I said, no, I can't use my hand to touch a woman.
Wait, she slapped you because she thought you were making noise.
My neighbor, we argued. They say the bid they are giving us is high. I was bringing opinion that is it possible? Let us apply for prepaid. I was not actually talking to them. She came out. I wasn't know she was coming to me. You know.
Who's this girl, by the way? Does she want to date you? Like, what's this here?
That is what when I move out, she told my neighbor that I don't have sense. That the way she explained the thing, my neighbor was telling me to be careful that maybe she loved me.
I think you should move out. I don't understand your story. I think you should just move out. Find another apartment.
Joy, but moving out now, I don't have the capacity. I just collected this house newly.
Okay, then go and report her to the police. If you think you have a case, then go and report her to the police. Does she have parents?
That is what I'm thinking about, because right now, I'm confused.
I don't even understand your story, to be honest. Does she have parents? Have you told her parents?
Her parent was there. He supported her that I'm supporting Batin in the compound.
I'm confused. So take this to a police. Take this to a police and see if you can call a lawyer. I'm confused. Totally confused. I don't understand why she'll slap you because you're having a conversation or even an argument with someone else about electricity bill. That confuses me. So call the police, please, before you kill someone's child.
That is what I'm thinking about.
Do it before. Do it. Just do it. Just do it. I don't understand your tale. So call the police and hopefully they understand it well enough to bring some sanity to your environment.
You know, do you know what? Sometimes when she gets angry like that, it's when she sees somebody with me.
Report her to the police. This is sick. Just report her to the police. Have you slept with her?
No, I'm never.
Report her to the police. Good God of heaven. I can't believe that. Report her, please.
I think that is what I'm going to do.
God help.
Because I'm getting out of hand. This is the complete...
Oh, if you say she has slapped you, it's already out of hand. If she has slapped you already while you were talking to someone else, it's already out of hand.
She came out, she slapped me and my neighbor...
Stop repeating it. Go to the police. Stop saying it. Stop. Just call the police because that's where it is right now. Really? Get a lawyer. You can sue her. You have a case if you believe you have a case.
That is what I'm going to... Thank you, George.
Thank you very much for calling. You don't know when it's gotten... Once they slap you, it has left handshake now. No, it's something else. Wait, what neighborhood did you grow up? What do you think causes fight? That's fight now. Confessions Thursday. My name's Joyce. Off on a break. We'll be right back.
On Confessions Thursday, we open the cupboard to secrets.
Is that a skeleton I see?
Child, bite your tongue. Well, they say good walls make good neighbors.
Wait, you mean gist, right?
Confessions Thursday, 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Ah, welcome. 4 more minutes before touchdown, 2 p.m. My name's Joyce, and it's good to have you here. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah. I've been hearing, I have a confession.
Go ahead.
So, mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's about my marriage life.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Oh, they are not really is a lady that I don't know how to take it, but let me, it's a long story, but I need to cut it short. Hello?
We're with you. Please go ahead.
So, this girl that she's just there a child with me.
Oh, okay.
But when we meet, just as a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Why he later led to a baby.
Uh-huh.
But really, and to be honest, I did not love the girl at all.
Why did you sleep with her?
But this, everything is already uncomplicated through because of the baby.
Yeah.
She has already go to my family. She has already fight all the fight.
Wow.
For her to achieve a wedding with me. But as a single child, I'm still managing. But anyway, to cut the story short, everything was complicated. She bear a baby with me. So the baby now, I'm a guy that loves the baby, a child, very much. Now, the baby is up to 3 years now. She has been causing a lot of trouble when I married this girl. I discovered she's a very lazy girl. She don't like to do anything.
Oh, you married her?
Even when I try to open some little skills that she know about to do,
mm-hmm.
when she started, everything was still collapse.
All right. So we have about a minute more. Yeah, so how bad is it? So where are we going with this? Yeah, we have about a minute.
So now I'm fed up. I didn't love her and fight every day, every night, a day, quarreling that all family will be even. All my family, no one love her, and she's even heavier than me. And she's already born with another man before.
So what do you want? You want a separation?
Another mistake again, that no. I want a separation. Why she not tell me that she has already have a pregnancy again?
So the first one, mistake. Second one, correction. I mean, you said you didn't love her. Now you have two kids?
She's pregnant now. She has not delivered.
Yeah, I mean, you have another baby coming.
Yeah, but I that is the time that I say no. Whether I will leave, let me leave this house and find. But it's really difficult for me. But trying to move away, now she has already...
Another baby. All right, okay. Yeah, I want to go off on a break. When I come back, I'll see whether anything can be said about this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. We are off on a break to bring you headline news top of the hour. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The sunny side. This is Nigeria Info. right back. All right. Thanks to everyone who did join us on Confessions Thursday today. Thanks for your commentaries and your contributions and sharing your secrets with us. For our last caller, I think that your situation is somewhat complicated, of course. It's not complex, it's just complicated, but it automatically becomes simplified the moment that you understand you have two children on the way and you must take responsibility. I think you can determine whether you want to be with the woman or not, and whatever decision you make, you just convey that to her. If you both think that you can work it out, then both of you get to working the relationship and making it peaceful, so that you can either cohabit or maybe you can discover a kind of light chemistry, whatever, that can make you like each other enough to want to leave, to live with each other. Otherwise, I would say that you separate and you go your separate ways. But you have children, so you have to cater to them. It's not confusing that you have another child. It's that you seem to not understand that actions have consequences. And given your action, the consequences, you have another baby. And the consequence of having another baby is that you have to work and cater to the children, because the children need to be catered to. And that's about it. I think it's really simplified. You don't like her, it's okay. You don't like her, she probably already knows you don't like her, or at least it's obvious that both of you do not like each other. And so the conversation of separation should not be difficult. It doesn't matter whether she's had another baby with someone else or not. Can you stay with her? Yes. Okay, work it out. If you cannot stay together, then you say, we must get a separation, this isn't working. And then you say, for the children, I will go work and come cater to them. Well, it's already done. I think it's a mistake. It's like you already knew from jump that you didn't love her. I mean, when did you discover the concept of love? Because it would seem as though you know you don't love someone, and then you went ahead to marry them. Did you believe in love? And were you looking for love? Because if you were looking for love and then you met someone you didn't love, the last thing you would do beneath the sun is marry them. So I don't think you necessarily subscribe to love. I'm not sure what you thought, but you've already taken the step and here you are. So I would say the only thing you will come out of this with is the consequence of actions. And here for you, it's responsibility. And I hope that you can understand that so that you can make the next best set of decisions for your tomorrow. Yeah. Look, thank you. My pleasure indeed being your host on Confessions Thursday, and this is the point where we have to segue into something else. I think a musical break is always a good entrance. Yeah, a musical break. I want to play you a love song. I think you've heard this one before. Toni Braxton's No Way? Yeah, let's do that. So we will go on a very short musical break. When we come back, it would be time for the Lords. We'll welcome the Lords. Man, woman, and higher being, exalted above the common. Yeah. Look, I would love to host the Lords of Logic. I think I love to host men and women who make up the crowd for the Lords of Logic. There's something very particular about that crowd for me. It's just my thing. Toni Braxton. No way. If you love love songs, you pretty much will love this one, I think. 7 minutes past 2 p.m. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Off on a break, we'll be right back. And when we come back, conversation around the Lords of Logic will take off.